Hey everybody, my name is Sergei Baidachny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And welcome back to our training about Visual Studio Code. And in this session, we are going to discuss debugging functionality. Visual Studio Code supports by default debugging for Node.js, but we still did not discuss Node.js, we still did not work with JavaScript. And in order to discuss debugging functionality, I am going to continue our previous project where we developed something with Unity 3D. We already integrated Unity 3D and Visual Studio Code, and we already used a special plugin in order to make this integration better. But in case of Unity, we continue to use Mono, we continue to use C#, so we cannot use Node.js as a debugging platform, of course. But Visual Studio Code, because it supports lots of different plugins, it allows you to create a special plugins that will integrate debugging functionality of Visual Studio Code with your favorite debugger. In case of Unity, we have to install a special plugin for Unity, and there are two ways how we can do it. So we can execute command palette window, or we can simply click plugin button, extension button, and we have to install a new extension. Let's type something like Unity, and you can find debugger for Unity extension. So this extension allows us to integrate Visual Studio Code and Unity 3D. Or the second way, you can open Unity 3D and open VS Code extension page. And in this page, you can find a special checkbox, use Unity debugger, and once you click this button, you'll be able to install Visual Code extension directly from Unity editor. So let's click this button, and in several seconds, you will be able to see that Unity extension was successfully installed. So restart Visual Studio Code. Visual Studio Code lost context for some reason, I don't know why. So let's close preference window and let's open our project in Visual Studio Code once again. I used this strange way to install Visual Studio Code extension for Unity just in order to show you a very cool functional around extension button. So I don't know why, but Unity plugin still has a reference to the previous version of Unity extension, and you can see that this button in Visual Studio Code notifies us about it. So this button notifies us about that a new update for our debugger for Unity is available. Yeah, we just installed it, but we installed old version, and using Visual Studio Code interface, we can update this plugin. So we can easily download a new version of this extension. So it's done, and of course we have to restart it, and of course you can see that if you use Visual Studio Code, it's better to install some extensions because you will not lost your focus, you will install the latest version of extension, etc. So clicking this button, we can find a list of installed extensions, and now you can see that we have C# extension and we have debugger for Unity extension for Visual Studio Code. So now we can use debugger as well. Let's see how to do it. Because we already used Unity 3D in order to write a launch file, we already have configuration for Unity. And we can use this configuration in order to debug our Unity 3D application using different players. But in all cases, we will use a special Unity debugger. So a special Unity extension, and you can see that now Visual Studio Code recognized this type of debugger, and we can simply switch to debug tab, and we can select the best configuration for us. In our case, we are going to use Unity editor in order to debug our code. So let's open main script CS. Let's create a breakpoint. Let's type something inside, something funny like ++. So in order to see some variables, in order to check existing current values for these variables, etc. And let's see how to work with Unity. So first of all, we have to run Unity. We have to run debugger functionality in Visual Studio Code, and after that we can switch our context to Unity 3D and can start our application in Unity 3D. Let's do it. And you can see that our breakpoint works fine. So pretty same functionality as in other debuggers. And you can use standard commands like step into, step out. So you can see local variables, you can see arguments, you can use watch window in order to execute some expressions, for example. You can see your call stack, and you can work with your breakpoints. In case of breakpoints, you are able to invoke context menu, and there are lots of different commands. You can disable breakpoint, you can add function breakpoint, and you can use console debug console as well, so in order to execute some commands here like this. And pay attention that you will be able to watch existing values for current local variables just using your mouse cursor. So almost the same functionality like in Visual Studio Community, for example. And thanks to that, you will be able to debug any code. So visiting store, let's open extension marketplace for Visual Studio Code. So type code Visual Studio. So you can find extensions there, and you can see several categories for extensions, and you can select debuggers. So you can see that there a debugger for Python, they a debugger for Go. A little bit later they are going to show how to use debugger for Chrome. So debugger for C++, PHP, and many other things. So if you have a framework on your Mac device that supports debugging, probably you can find debugger plugin for Visual Studio Code. And it's really easy to use. Why I showed Unity? Because in case of Unity, we have to use external editor in order to execute our applications. So usually you will see not so complex process, because in case of Node.js, for example, you will be able to start your application directly from Visual Studio Code. In case of Unity, you have to use editor in order to start your application. And of course, you can connect Visual Studio Code to that debugger. In next sessions, we are going to discuss how to use Node.js debugger, how to use integration with Apache Cordova in order to debug your iOS applications, how to use Google Chrome debugger, etc. So we just started with Unity just because we already used Unity in order to create some projects, and in the next sessions we are going to discuss some additional debuggers, of course.